Welcome to episode 91 of the Unwrapped Leader podcast, where we get raw, real, and relevant in the new network marketing and helping you become a gifted leader in your business. My name is Tisha Doriana from Alberta, Canada. And today we are doing an episode on following your true north, what that really means. And I want to share a little bit about my story on how I decided to start following my true north and what it's done for me as an entrepreneur, and also what it's done for me in my personal life. So this is a topic that is very close to my heart because it was a big pivot in my life and transformation that I needed to make in order to start seeing the success that I wanted to see. And also, it really improved my happiness and it really improved just my overall quality of life, both personally and professionally. So I'm super excited to share this with you. I am just getting over a sinus infection. I'm still kind of in the middle of it. So I do apologize if I sound a little bit nasally or if I have to like cough mid-episode or something like that. But bear with me as we kindle this podcast after 2 weeks off, just with everything going on. Dracy just met her DNA dad. She flew all the way to North America in the States to meet her dad for the very first time. So I'm sure she'll share a little bit about that on her next episode. And I've just been battling a sinus infection for like almost 2 weeks now, which is really not pleasant and fun. So that is why we've been off for a couple weeks, but super happy to be back and super happy to be sharing on this topic. And it's very fresh in my mind right now because literally yesterday, I've been planning this tattoo for probably a year or more. And for me, I don't think tattoos need to have meanings. I do think you could just appreciate the art of a tattoo to appreciate it. However, I am kind of an overthinker and I've been wanting a tattoo that really represented like transformation and everything that I've been through in my life, especially in the past 5 years, because I just feel like I've really become this person that I love. And I actually have a tattoo now that really represents following your true north, or a piece of it at least represents that. And I wanted to share a little bit of that with you guys today. So for those of you who don't know or have never heard of the meaning of following your true north, what that means is like it essentially represents your inner compass, guiding you towards your authentic purpose and values. And it's essentially like the essence of who you are and what you stand for. It's about aligning your actions, your decisions, and your goals with your core values and beliefs. And understanding what your true north is essentially choosing to follow it is going to provide clarity, direction, a sense of purpose in both like your personal and your professional goals, like I said, right? So it's essentially what you really want to be doing in your life. Think about where you are right now. Think about where you want to be. And if you're not at your 100% happy and fulfilled era right now, what is going to get you there? And why do you think you're not there right now? So those are the kind of the questions you want to ask yourself. Like, what is it that you really want to be doing? So the reason that this has come up as a topic and why it's something really close to me is because when I first started mentorship, I believe it was like in my third year in the network marketing industry, I hired these mentors and every week we would chat about just things that I'm struggling with in my business, where I want to see myself. But the first question they asked me on that very first call was, what is your true north? And I'm like, what do you mean? They're like, where do you see yourself in like 5-10 years? Like, what do you actually want to be doing? Like, yes, you hired us to help you in your network marketing business, but what do you actually want to do, right? Because we could have goals to hit ranks. We could have goals to do this and that. But at the end of the day, something that fulfills you is going to be in line with your values and your purpose. And they were really trying to extract like my passions out of me for me to talk about what I'm passionate about, what excites me. So I started saying some things. I'm like, well, like, you know, it'd be cool to maybe one day do like, I was like, have a business and coaching. And I mean, the whole purpose of me hiring the people that they were is because I saw myself in their position in several years. So I told them, I love what you guys are doing. I'm like, I want to be a coach for this industry. I want to be able to provide people with value. I want to coach people. Like, I get such fulfillment from helping other people and them experiencing a win. Like I'm a teacher at, you know, in my background, right? Like I went to school for teaching and I am a teacher at heart. And I still, to this day, like one of the most rewarding things from being a teacher was when one of your students finally understood a concept that you've been like, you know, talking about over and over and over again. And it's like, they don't get it. You explain it this way, you explain it that way. And then finally something just clicks. And oh my gosh, that is the best feeling in the world. That was one of the most rewarding things ever, right? And so with this and coaching and giving value and helping others, it was kind of the same thing for me. Like, I want to be able to teach about this industry, but I always had in my mind that I needed to be at like a top rank, or I needed to be in a certain place making an X dollar amount before I went to pursue my true north, right? And so I just thought I needed to have that one thing figured out. And I told them, I want to do this and that. I want to do coaching. I want to do mentorship. I said, I told them I love video editing. And I told them how once in a while I would like film fun YouTube videos and just kind of like edit them and upload them. And I had a lot of fun with that. And they're like writing this all down. They're like, okay. But then I said, but I want to do my network marketing business. Like, that's why I hired you guys. I really want to grow there. And I want to put my focus there before I do something like that, because I need to prove to myself that I'm capable of doing this before I could move on to those next things, right? And so the first thing they told me when I told them that was, they said no. They were just straight up like, no, that's not what you want to do. You want to follow your true north now. That is where they wanted me to pursue. And they're like, you love, you know, YouTubing and you like editing and doing all that kind of stuff. Do that now. Start a YouTube channel, start delivering value on all things network marketing. Not only is this going to support your team, it's going to support, you know, tons of people, and start like putting yourself in that authoritative space in this industry. They're like, not only is it going to help grow your current business, it's going to give you that much more authority. And also it's going to feel so much more authentic when you're sharing content. And I'm like, yeah, I guess that's true. I guess I could start a YouTube channel. Like, you know, it's not like I'm selling stuff or I'm doing mentorship and selling courses and stuff like that. And it's a good start. So I did do that. So within a few days, I had a YouTube channel up and running. My very first YouTube channel, it was called Spilling the Tea, because I was with a loose leaf tea and wellness company at the time. And it was spilling the tea on all things network marketing. So I would do like weekly network marketing tips, and all those videos are still up and available. And I still actually share those videos with people on my team today, because I think there's a lot of valuable stuff in there. And I would actually do this every single week. I used to do it live. And sure enough, it really helped me build my business. And it did grow a lot of that authority. And people started coming to me saying, like, I love your weekly tips. I love your weekly videos. This is awesome. And people start to look at you as an expert in the space, and people want to join you, right? So that was my whole journey in following my true north, right? But don't get me wrong, I had imposter syndrome for so much of it. And I still struggle with it a little bit today. It's just like, feeling like you're not, you know, I'm not doing this yet, so I can't say that I'm going to be helping people with this, right? And I still hear today from teammates where it's like, I can't help so-and-so. I can't say that I'm going to help people make an extra income, because like, I don't actually have a team yet, or I don't actually have like people on my team doing anything yet, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude, if you're sharing information online and you're showing up authentically and just teaching people things that you've learned every day, you're helping somebody out there. I don't care if they're on your team or if they're off your team, you are helping somebody out there, and you're one step ahead of them. When people hire a coach, or when people, you know, buy a course or look for help from other people in the industry, like, they just look for someone that's one step ahead. I want to be where she's at, right? And then our goals grow bigger and bigger over time. And we, you know, evolve and start to look out for different coaches that would really suit to where we are right now. But you need to figure out what your true north is. So I want to leave you guys here with three reasons why you should be following your true north. And obviously step one is discovering what that is, figuring out what it is that you really, really, really want to do. Because I think the network marketing industry, even though, you know, it's cool, we get to sell products that we love and we get to make commission from it, I think there's a much bigger purpose to that. I think it can really help you discover who you are. I think it can really help you discover what you're passionate about, where your values lie. And whatever that might be, it doesn't, like, for me, I love coaching about it. I love doing this podcast, but, you know, for other people, it might be something different. Like, maybe you live on a farm and your dream is to just like share content around that. And who cares what you're selling on the side? Like, you know, that's something that if people start looking up to you for one thing, whether it be like you live on a farm, or maybe it's something else you're an expertise in, like you're a fitness, like you love to go to the gym and you love to share your fitness workouts and routines. Like, how do your product, how can your products fit into that lifestyle? Or you talk about how your products and how the business you're in is supplying that lifestyle. You know what I mean? Like, it's supplementing the things that you love to do, right? So the importance of it is that you have a brand, you are your own person. What's going to set you apart from the thousands of other people doing the exact same thing as you, right? So that is why it's so important to follow your true north. So here's three things I want to tell you guys about. So number one is your authenticity will shine through, right? When you follow your true north and you stay true to your values and your purpose, like, authenticity is the cornerstone of effective leadership and entrepreneurship. So when you stay true to yourself, you start to build trust, you start to build credibility and authority with other people, which ultimately is going to help you also grow your network marketing business, right? And also it's going to help you attract like-minded people who resonate with your mission and vision. So it might be other people just like you who have, maybe it's an interest in farming, or maybe it's an interest in fitness, or whatever else it is that you're interested in baking, right? Like, have you ever, I'm sure you follow at least one person that has either like healthy recipes or delicious recipes. Like, we all kind of find some people on social media that we're like, oh, I follow them because they make awesome recipes, right? But a lot of those people have a network marketing income on the side with products that they sell, right? And they don't always talk about them. They talk about the things that they love and they're passionate about, but that's kind of like the extra thing that's supplementing that lifestyle, right? So your authenticity will shine through. That's one reason to follow your true north, guys. The next one is it helps you navigate challenges and it helps you win, right? In the face of uncertainty, your true north, it's going to be like a stabilizing force, because it helps you make tough decisions. It helps you stay resilient during the difficult times because it's authentic to you. It's the thing that you really want to do. It makes content so much easier, right? Because you love that thing. You love to do it. And it just kind of helps you stay like grounded in your values and your purpose. It helps you navigate those challenges with confidence and with integrity, right? At the beginning of your network marketing journey, we have to learn to develop confidence. And how we do that is by really discovering who we are and what we love and pursuing those things and using this as a way to supplement that, right? So showing up with confidence is going to be huge. And also pursuing your dreams, bringing you closer to success, right? Like I said, I thought, oh no, I have to have everything figured out in my business. I have to hit this rank before I start really doing what it is that I love and sharing, like, you know, tips on this. Because at first it was almost like, it was so weird. It was almost like imposter syndrome that I can't share all these tips because who am I to do that? But then I start doing it. And then I start doing it and people start to really love it. But then here I am still sitting there like, oh my gosh, I'm not at this rank yet. How, like, you know, I feel like a fraud or whatever. But you need to pursue your true north. That is what's authentic to you, right? Like, you have to, you've heard me say this before, you have to be her before you become her, right? If you want to be a leader, if you want to, you know, hit a certain rank, what are people at that rank doing? What are people at that leadership rank doing? Start doing those things now. You don't have to be there to do it. You just have to do it so that you can get there, right? And then the last thing I want to share with you guys, another reason to follow your true north, is that it inspires others. You should want to inspire others, right? As a leader or as an entrepreneur, like, living authentically inspires others to do the same. I've had so many people message me over the years, tell me like, I envy your lifestyle. I wish I was doing what you were doing. And like, you've, you know, really helped me decide to like leave my 9-to-5 and go do this. And even if it's with like another company or something, they do something else, like I've still been told like, you've inspired me to do this. And that feels so amazing, right? It's like when I was saying, as a teacher, when someone finally understands a concept or something, it's like, oh my gosh, this is the best feeling in the world, right? When you have impact, it's such a great feeling in the world. And as a leader and entrepreneur in this space, that's like, you know, ask a top leader what they love the most about their job. It's like, it's seeing the people underneath them, the people alongside them win. That's what it is, right? So you're going to inspire others to do that as well. You're going to create a culture of authenticity and empowerment within your team and organization. And when you have a thriving organization that bounces ideas off each other, that runs together, that lifts each other up, like, that is contagious, right? And that's going to help you grow. So that is everything I wanted to share with you guys today. I hope that this was inspiring for you to follow your true north and whatever it is that you have in your mind that you're like, I want to do this, just go freaking do it, guys. Okay. Following your true north, like, this is a lifelong commitment. It helps you live with purpose and authenticity. It feels amazing to do so. So really just ask yourself, like, what is it that you truly want to do? right? And just let your true north guide you. So if you haven't already, make sure you like the video, leave a comment on what your biggest takeaway was, share this with your team or a teammate or even someone in the industry that you feel would get value from this. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel if you're listening on here so that you guys never miss out on an episode. And if you're listening in on Spotify or Apple, we would so appreciate a 5-star review if you've been enjoying the episodes. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next week. Bye guys.